Welcome to the Writing Pool Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Clark. It feels like the world is giving us a collective case of attention deficit disorder. How are we supposed to focus with all the noise? As if world events weren't distracting enough, there's the dreaded smartphone, literally designed to hold our attention hostage. So how's a writer supposed to string sentences together to form a cohesive narrative in the age of noise, noise, and more noise? In today's episode, I'll give you 5 ways to turn down the volume on all the distractions and turn up the volume on your writing. So let's go. Let's dive in. Number 1. It's so easy just to say, turn off your phone and walk away. But it's virtually impossible to fully unplug these days, wouldn't you agree? So how about weaning off? Instead of an Insta check-in 10 times a day or an hour, how about 2 times? Same with texts, Twitter, voicemail. These short bursts of electronica are, I truly believe, killing our ability to maintain longer narratives. Don't quit cold turkey if you don't want to or you can't, but maybe dial it down. Number 2. When I'm in the middle of writing a book, my best companion is another book. Even if you're not writing a book, it's important to introduce or reintroduce your brain to taking in longer form narrative structure. I don't know about you, but during COVID, my attention gravitated from books to TV. There were just so many options, so many compelling stories to consume. My mind couldn't focus on words during those early days of the pandemic. I suppose I craved a visual distraction, but now I'm finding my way back to books, back to novels, and it feels so good to be back in the rhythm of reading, quieting the outside world. Number 3. Put on a piece of classical music, Beethoven, Mozart, Chopin, and really listen to a movement. Listen to how music can also follow long-form narrative arcs, how it has beginnings, middles, and ends, conflict, and tension. Let the sound activate a different part of your brain. Number 4. Take a walk. No phone, no music, no dog, no friend, no distractions. Wander through your neighborhood, letting each step take you away from your present concerns. Unwind. Activate your senses. Smell grass and flowers. Listen to the bees and to the wind. Number 5. Hire a coach. A coach will hold you accountable for reaching your writing goals, despite the distractions, despite the noise. Writing is a lonely profession, but you don't have to do it alone. A writing coach is in your corner, cheering you on to the finish line, or at least to a draft. I don't know about other writing coaches, but I offer 20 pages of editing per month in my program, so you get both emotional and technical help. Don't be hard on yourself if you're drowning in distractions. It's hard out there, maybe harder than ever. I don't think any writers or poets of the past would have gotten anything done under today's conditions. Lasting pieces of art all have something in them that touches our souls. That's why we still come back to Dickinson, to Melville, to Brahms, Van Gogh, Plath, Shakespeare. Distractions, especially those of the digital kind, are slowly killing our souls. And we simply can't let that happen. I hope you're able to dial down the noise in your own writing practice. If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider rating and reviewing it. This helps others find it. And if you want to talk coaching, please get in touch. You can reach me on my website at melissaclarkwrites.com or on Instagram at The Writing Pool. But don't check Instagram 10 times a day. Have a great week.